Members of the environmental groups Environment Texas and Care 2 delivered a petition with 53,000 signatures to the San Antonio headquarters of the burger chain. The petition urges Whataburger to stop using the cups to serve its customers in 10 states. Protesters also turned out at Whataburger's in Corpus Christi in Austin, where Daniel Ramirez says it's time for the company to act.
We choose with our dollars, and we do love Whataburger. We just do want to represent the fact that these changes are very much necessary, and that at the end of the day, it's a grassroots momentum that we need to get everybody on board for. And I think there's some changes that are very suitable for everybody in this related cause.
They say the cups can sit for thousands of years in landfills, litter roadways and waterways, and are a threat to wildlife when mistaken for food. The groups say McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts announced plans in the past year to stop using styrofoam cups. Whataburger says it will continue to look at cup alternatives that keep drinks at the right temperature, but they have a lot to consider from a quality and supply perspective when meeting customer expectations. In the meantime, Whataburger urges customers to properly dispose of its cups. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.